debate about images just rolls in Christianity. Sometimes the image lovers win, sometimes the image haters win.
A history of the world in 100 objects. Icon of the triumph of orthodoxy. Painted in Istanbul in the late 14th century.
This week, our programs are about how people use objects to get closer to their gods, and how states use religious imagery to help rally the public. For the Byzantine Empire around 1400, it had never been more important to seek divine help. The successor to the Roman Empire, the defender of Orthodox Christianity, and for centuries the superpower of the Middle East, the empire had shrunk to a shadow of its former greatness. By 1370, it was no more than a minor state that extended barely beyond the walls of Constantinople, modern Istanbul. All its provinces had been lost, most of them conquered by the Muslim Ottoman Turks, who now threatened the city on every side. And even the survival of Orthodox Christianity itself seemed to be in question. There was little hope of military help from further away. Two brave attempts from Western Europe to send reinforcements had been catastrophically defeated in the Balkans. On several occasions, the emperor himself travelled from Constantinople to the kingdoms of the West, even as far as London, to plead for money and soldiers, but to no avail. By 1370, it was clear that there was going to be no earthly salvation. Only God could help in a situation so desperate. These were the bleak circumstances in which the icon of the triumph of orthodoxy was painted. It shows the world of the Byzantine Empire